morning, everyone. Time again for Moments of Melody. A man was going to visit Palestine and was telling one of his friends what he was going to do when he got there. Among other things, he said he was going to climb to the top of Mount Sinai and sit down and read the Ten Commandments there. The other man replied, "I'll tell you something better than that, sir. Stay at home and keep them." Well, there's a verse in the book of James that reads like this, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only." In our verses today from the Gospel according to St. Mark, we're reminded of a commandment that's often broken. Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 10, and we're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, which carries the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. Removing thence, Jesus entered the territory of Judea, which lies beyond the Jordan. Multitudes gathered round him once more, and once more he began to teach them, as his custom was. Then the Pharisees came and put him to the test by asking him, whether it is right for a man to put away his wife. He answered them, "What command did Moses give you?" And they said, "Moses left a man free to put his wife away, if he gave her a writ of separation." Jesus answered them, "It was to suit your hard hearts that Moses wrote such a commandment as that. God, from the first days of creation, made them man and woman. A man, therefore, will leave his father and mother, will cling to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Why then, since they are no longer two, but one flesh, what God has joined, let no man put asunder." And when they were in the house, his disciples asked him further about the question, whereupon he told them, "If a man puts away his wife and marries another, he behaves adulterously toward her. If a woman puts away her husband and marries another, she is an adulteress." "Everybody tormented me about being an old maid," said a woman who had failed to make a successful marriage. "And so I thought it was time that I married somebody." Marriage is important to God. He performed the first marriage in the Garden of Eden. The Lord Jesus performed his first miracle at a wedding. Yes, it is important. Ask him to guide you. You've been listening to Moments of Melody. Our time is gone again. I'd like to thank you for being with us and invite you to tune in again tomorrow morning at this same time for another program.